Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, just begin to enter into this. Jump into the river. Come on now. Come on, I'll jump into the water. It's ready for you. High glory. It's nice. It's been prepared. Come on now. Just start off by giving God some praise. Amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you. High glory. Hey, Shande Ike Shataraba. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against this broadcast. Those watching, those that will watch the replay. Father, those who are seeking salvation, those who are seeking healing and deliverance. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that salvation, healing, abundance, and divine health is their portion. Our glory. Come on now. Hey, shetaraba. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise, praise, praise. Father, we praise you. We praise you. Come on, I let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Come on now. Hey, shay, talaba. Come on now. Get it. Get it. Get it. Somebody get this. Come on now. Jump in. Oh, well, listen, listen, listen. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restoring Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it shall not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with Elohim, and the word is or was Elohim. Okay? Now, here's the first thing that we have to get. We have to get clarity and understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Get, capture, high glory, embrace understanding, the spiritual discernment and perception of and from God. Come on now. Come on, get this, get this. You need high glory to be spiritually connected with His discernment, His supernatural spiritual insight. Oh, come on now. Glory. Come on now. His detailed insight into your life. So come on, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, and let's go. Glory. Now listen. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, then you're going to have to go back and watch yesterday. Prophet Tanya and I, we were teaching about the next level of the power of all. Okay? The power of all. God's four keys into receiving and walking in the power of all. Your divine origin and unity with God. Your dependence on God. Your purposeful existence with God and in God, and the immanence of God, immanence, His active involvement in your life. So, if you're ready, let's go here. Now, today we're gonna walk a different path today, but understand that everything that you need high glory, everything that you're desiring, everything that you want to see happen in your life, it's in God. And if it's in God, it's in you. Oh, well, see, come on now. I'm going to say it again, okay? Everything that you need, everything that you're believing. Good morning, Corey. Everything that you're believing from God, believing, okay, that you believe, I go, everything. Now, listen, here's the key. Make sure that before you start activating belief, that you have clarity and understanding, okay? With all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Understand, everything that you need from the kingdom of God is in God. And if it's in God, it's in you, okay? Oh, see? Oh, we're about to mess with the devil today. Come on. Now, Father, we thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, listen, if I say something, I have to show you in the word. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 17. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to encourage you because the Lord gave me a word that he wants me to encourage and build up. Listen, the power of all. See, the power of all, that means that you are in alignment and in direct. Okay. You are with one passion and one mind with God. But in order to do that, you have to understand something. Okay. Now, I made the statement, everything you need is in God. And if it's in God, it's in you. Okay. So Luke chapter 17, verse 20. And let's look at what it says. Okay. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with you trying to look in the sky, observe, and see if it's going to come in the mail. See, see, we're about to mess with some folks. See, that's not where it comes. Neither shall you say, lo, it's here or lo, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, go, oh, come on now. I'm going to type this. The kingdom of God is in you. Oh man, see, we about to mess some people up. The kingdom, I'm just typing this for Instagram. The kingdom of God is in you. Okay. High glory, this kingdom. Okay, now let's take a look at this phrase, kingdom of God, okay? The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Okay, here it is. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first, okay, here's the key. And this is going to be key even when we go to the time of worshiping God in our giving, okay? Matthew 6:33 says this, seek ye first the kingdom. Oh, come on now. Woo! Oh, see? Okay. The kingdom of God is within you. Okay. Since we're right here. Okay. Let's go here. Let's go to Matthew 6:33 because I want you to see this. With all you're getting, get understanding. Come on now. With all you're getting, get understanding. Come on. Matthew 6:33. Come on. Someone type, it is so. Matthew 6:33. Look at what it says. Okay. Now remember, it says right here. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? After all these things, see, here's that power of all. After all these things do the Gentiles seek. That word Gentile means
someone who has no relationship with Elohim. You haven't claimed, you haven't received your salvation or your relationship connection with your heavenly Father, Elohim. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly what? Father. He didn't say God. He said, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all. Oh, come on now. These things. So God is concerned that you have all the things you need to be successful. Come on now. We learned yesterday. His number one purpose is to watch you prosper and be successful. Oh, I wish above all things. Here we go. You have need of all these things. But then he says, but seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall what? Be added. Come on now. God wants to add it to you, not to have an emergency situation that you always have to get an emergency 911 call through to God. No. Why? Because the power, the kingdom of God is in you. Everything that God is in you. So if the power is in you, all you have to do is activate, turn on the power switch so you can begin to access and receive what's already yours. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, then if the kingdom of God is within you, then the earth is yours, because he said he created it for the children of men. Come on, somebody. You have to understand. This is how we get understanding. You're not some illegitimate child trying to be adopted, okay? No. You came out of him. You were in Christ before the world began, 2 Timothy chapter 1. You were in Christ. You came. Let us create who? Adam, mankind, where? In our image and after our likeness. So God created you male and female. So you were already created. You came out of God. That's why his kingdom is in you, because the very thing that God is made of is in you. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. See, when you begin to put everything, your trust, your faith. Now, we're going to be doing this all this week. We're going to be activating the faith to believe in the power in you. Come on now. The faith to believe the power in you. This is what we're going to be dealing with this week. Okay. The faith to believe the power in you. Let me just type this. The faith to believe the power in you. Okay. And we're going to be accessing Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this evidence is going to be because the power to access it, activate it, and bring it from the spirit into the natural is already in you. Come on, somebody. Or come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. So once again, okay. Seek ye first. The power is in you. Okay, for after all these things, I want this to get up into your knower. All these things. Oh my God. For after all these things do Gentiles seek, for your Father knows that you have need of all these things. You have the need of all. Oh, come on now. Oh my God, my God. Are you getting this? This all. Come on now. This all. Oh my God. The whole, all together, it's the hapas of God. He knows that you have need of the hapas of God, of all. So that's why he put it in you. So you wouldn't have to go running and looking for it. Oh, come on, see? There we go. But listen, you cannot access that if you're not doing first things first. Why? Because God's kingdom, now the kingdom of God, is built on seed time and harvest time, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. The seed time is when you sow seed, consistently investing in the kingdom and the God in you. How do you do that? By sowing seed into his kingdom, his way of doing things. The harvest is the manifestation that comes from you sowing seed. That means you must be putting the seed in the proper ground. Oh, come on now. So like right now, as we get ready to sow seed, we are worshiping God right now. You cannot worship him without first sowing into his kingdom. Oh my God. Your sowing of seed is investing in you. Oh my God. Here it is. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Okay. Your first way of sowing seed, okay, is by sowing into the ministry using the PayPal. Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can use your camera and just scan the little QR code. It'll take you to the PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your banking app into our banking account by using the restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. If you're not sowing into the ground that's feeding you, you are not turning on the power in you. Okay. Now, the second way of doing this is doing what's called the teruma. It says in Ezekiel chapter 44:30 that the first of all, okay, the kingdom of God is in you. The first of all, first fruits of all things, of every teruma of all, shall be the priest. You shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. Okay, so when you sow directly into the priest of the ministry, okay? The priest, I am the priest of the ministry, okay? By using my Cash App, $Prophet MD Bryant, or my Zelle, or my PayPal right there on the right side of your screen, now you're activating the teruma. And that causes the mouth to be open that speaks the blessing in you. Come on now. So let's go here. Now listen, get your best seed, okay? We have different ways of sowing seed in here by your 8888 seed, which is your new beginning seed, your 2024 seed, which is $224 or 2024, or the multiplied grace seed is the $55 or any multiple of 55. So sow your seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that right now you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that wealth, health, and peace is their portion. From the north, south, east, and west, they shall have an abundance, whoo, of power of all activated today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Now, listen, don't miss this week's broadcast. Now, listen, once again, we're going to be in the area of the faith to believe the power in you. See you tomorrow. Be blessed.